Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, it's estimated that at least 1 in 30 Irish people have a gambling addiction. Much of the focus is on male gambling addicts, but a new initiative has just been launched to help women who are problem gamblers. Today, the charity Extern Problem Gambling launched the Empower Her project, the first of its kind, which aims to provide a free and confidential environment where women can seek support for harmful gambling. To tell us more about the issue of female gambling addiction and this new initiative, I'm joined now by project lead of the new programme, Claire Donegan. Claire, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Mark.
You might tell me, first of all, why this recovery network has been established.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've kind of said it there. If you look at the figures, you're talking about 130,000 people in Ireland who are experiencing problem gambling. But what's, you know, what people don't realise about that is that 45% of those people are actually women, which is all in the report. But then when you look at the figures from, say, our counselling service, the people who actually present for treatment, that's only 10% is women. So there's clearly an issue there with help and support seeking from a female perspective.
Why isn't there as much attention or focus on female problem gambling, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think that right now in Ireland, we don't have a gambling regulator. So there's not a whole lot of, we have a gambling regulatory authority, which has been set up, but the actual regulatory bill hasn't been passed yet. And there's not a lot of services that actually focus on gambling as a whole in general. So we don't have the funding for services to create awareness programs or specified treatment programs like this.
This new initiative, tell me a little bit about it. Why could it be helpful for female problem gamblers?
Well, there's so much stigma with this addiction, especially with women. And with women, it's this fear they have where they don't want to be judged, you know, or they see it as some kind of character flaw in themselves rather than the illness that it is. And it stops a lot of people from coming forward because they just don't want anyone to know. So the idea behind this is very much that it is confidential, but it's also that it's lived experience. And, you know, women who come through the service, they're connecting with someone who understands them, someone who's been where they've been and who can help them to get through that. And they can also, you know, meet others along the way who are in the same boat as them. So it really, the idea is that connection that they can build, but also that peer support network that can be very difficult to actually identify when you're in this on your own.
Is there any particular type of gambling that women fall into? Is it sport? Is it anything else? Is it phone-based? Have you found in your experience as project lead here, and I know it's a new initiative, that women suffer a different type of problem gambling?
Women generally, it's escape gambling, and that leads to the casino-based games. So you're talking about products that are very, very addictive by design. They are fast-paced and there's a spin on the roulette wheel every 20 seconds or the slot machines. And it doesn't take any actual effort, I suppose, to make that bet. So it's just autopilot all of the time. And that's the escape nature of it, which appeals to women who want to, you know, have that outlet for themselves.
You say you've never seen a support project like this?
Well, in Ireland, no. I have worked in this sector for the past few years, but I've been working with the UK-based organisations. So I've seen a lot of women's programmes popping up in the UK, in Canada, in the US, but there is nothing here.
until
so
now.
So it definitely is. Yeah, yeah. Thankfully.
Yeah. There will be, given the extensive nature and prevalence of gambling in general and female problem gambling, as you've laid out, Claire, there will be women listening who do have a problem with gambling. How can they get in contact?
So we're launching everywhere today. So you can visit problemgambling.ie, you can visit extern.org. All the information is there. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So we're definitely visible. And yeah, like, as I say, it is very confidential. Like, there's a form you can fill out, or you can just call me. And, you know, there's never going to be any pressure on anyone to do anything, you know, whether this might be the right service for them or not. That will be up to them to decide, but I can certainly help them along the way to figure out what is best for them.
Okay, it sounds good. Confidential and safe as well. Extern.org for more detail. There's also some good guidance on rte.ie/helplines. But for the moment, Claire Dunnigan from Empower Her, thank you very much indeed.